Tuesday, July 20, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 9 a.m.
Sorry, I forgot about this.
Okay, at 9 a.m.
Meeting in order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Roy Launcy.
Here.
Janet Gill.
Here.
Scott Love. Robert Deasy.
Here.
Larry Aldonishus. Oh.
K, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust order of items and agenda if necessary. One, approval of the previous minutes, July 12, 2021.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting on July 12, 2021.
I'll second it.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Should we make a motion to excuse Larry here?
I would give him a call real quick to see if he's coming. I can just show him coming late.
Larry. Can we step out?
Okay, go to two. Okay, two, protest hearings. Board review property valuations protest by considering all papers relating to the protest and the findings and recommendations of the referee, and may make the order recommended by the referee and any other order and adjustment of the board of equalization required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony or may set aside such findings and hear the protest anew. 77-1502-01.
You need a cup of coffee there, though.
A lot.
Really? Okay.
Okay, number 54 is up.
I will be, Frank is not here today, so I will
be here 10 minutes.
You're Sam and Frank?
I am going to be Sam and Frank. I will present for Frank's findings, and then I'll just present his referee report, okay? 54 is, this is some vacant commercial land in South Sioux. It's like 9th and just to the, I believe it's just east of G Street there, and it is landlocked. Frank worked with the assessor and they put an adjustment on the land. The assessed value was set at $117,375. The owner thinks it's worth $67,050. There's a picture for you. The access is not ideal right now. They would literally have to build a road or get an easement to gain access to it.
Prime development land, right?
Right. So there's an adjustment put on there on that they, Christy and Frank came up with. It was a 30% reduction.
Prime TIF land.
Don't tell anybody that.
Well, that makes more sense. But anyway, so your recommendation is 82,165.
82,165. Right. Yes. Protest number 78. This is 107 Hanks Way in Rotunda. So it's a newer home. The same issues as most. Taxes are too high. The basement was unfinished. I think that was the biggest issue here. They removed the basement finish and then recalculated the number. This one was pretty straight. So with the basement finish, the Christie's value was $353,725. Now, when you remove that finish and recalc the number, it's $312,895.
Did anybody go look at the basement and see if it wasn't finished?
Let's see. I'm not sure if they provided.
Did they have pictures?
I'm not sure if they provided photos. Let's see.
This is one of our old features in Homer.
I don't see that they did provide photos.
You might not.
So, shouldn't it be offered pictures? I thought pictures was worth a million.
I agree.
So they just
go stop in, Troy. Walk down the basement.
Basement's not done, so we have to take them at their word for it.
We don't have to. No, we don't. I mean, there's
what do they call unfinished? You know. Did he flush that out?
I guess I would like to see pictures of it, of all angles, to see that it's not finished myself.
The only thing one person could do, like you said, you can't walk in their house.
Oh, you can't?
You cannot.
You can't ask to access?
If they give you permission, you can.
I mean, but this is the thing. If you left it at, if you left it at the 353 and said, hey, prove that your basement's not finished, send us some photos. You know,
then we'll change it.
Then we'll change it to the 312.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
So, yeah. But in most cases, do we just take them at their word? And
that's about all you can do, isn't it?
That's right.
Unfortunately, I get lied to so much by.
Right.
So it's very hard to. I'm kind of assuming that. I guess I want to ask Christy when she gets here. She lives in the neighborhood, she lives down the street from this homeowner, so she might know something here. I don't see it in the record, and since I wasn't at this meeting, I'm not quite sure.
Homeowner stated there is none. So, I mean, I think she is what Christy had on hers. So, value reduction, sufficient evidence presented supporting a reduction to the current assessed value. So, she's saying that there was sufficient evidence presented.
But if there's pictures, it'd be in file, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
So no pictures.
We could look at his record. Well, I don't have access to that.
How old is the house?
Melissa, do you want to just check it out?
I mean, it's older.
You want to just go check if there's pictures?
I can go check.
Okay.
That's on Hank's Way. That was the first one out there. So I'm guessing it's probably, the house has to be, 10 years old?
It was built in 2012.
Yeah, damn. So have they been, this is the first time that they've said, Sam, that the basement was not finished? I mean, have they been given at another rate for the previous years?
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, the value did go up from last year. It was $311,505.
Looks like she increased the garage. You could see that they had maybe added on some garage. This is what Christie's got circled here. Or is this a comparison? This is a comp from an owner. Oh, never mind. He brought in some comps. That's hard for somebody to do, to just bring in a comp, because they're never quite apples to apples.
It's got a lot of garage.
Yeah, it does. Huge garage. Huge.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Larry, hello.
Maybe Larry knows. He lives out in that neighborhood.
Hello.
Okay, yeah.
You been inside it?
Oh, no. I know her too. A good friend of Jan's.
What?
A good friend of yours lives here, so you better vote.
That's not a friend of mine. I know him, but we just want to know if his basement's finished. Okay, let's move on and we'll come back to that and see if Melissa finds anything.
And if Christy does show up, she has her rationale as well.
Yeah.
Okay, number 80. Protest number 80 is, this is an interesting one. Okay, this is a large, it's a very, very big, structure. It's a new building, and they're gonna work on semi trucks inside of it. It's got a lot of farmland with it as well. The The owner came in and told me that they have $100,000 in materials into the structure. And you can see it has at least that when you see the structure. There'll be a photo. They're doing it themselves, and it is...
Is this out by March Place? What roads is on it?
This is...
I don't know.
I think it's 160th.
Yeah, that's out on March. That's the...
Unless that's it.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's not...
It's kind of a crappy-looking building.
Not the prettiest building for a new structure.
Yeah, I had some complaints about that, yeah.
Oh, that's why it's got all the plywood.
It's all the plywood.
It looks kind of crappy. Oh, on...
It looks like...
Neighbors have been complaining.
Green bins there or something.
That's on 160th.
It's there by Mark.
It's down that road, 160th.
Just off of 110.
You can see the building from Highway 20.
Right.
I mean, you can see it. It's
huge.
Yeah, so it's put up with wood, but you know what? By the time you tint it and this and that, it's a beautiful structure.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Maybe put some weather wrap on it first.
Right.
Let's face it. Okay, 98,205 original. You guys.
The contention here is that it's not done. Mm-hmm. They said we're working on it by ourselves, and it's not complete. So what in Nebraska, how the law reads is that when a structure's not done, it could be a house or a building or whatever, that we give it a percent complete and then we count the number. So literally what I did was I put in the, he did bring in photos this time. I have inside photos where it's part done. I believe it's in the record, but it is partly finished. It is not done.
And is it a dirt floor?
It has concrete now. They did complete the concrete.
How many square feet is the building?
It's gigantic.
It's huge.
It looks huge from the highway.
11,000 something, right? Well, I'm glad that they got plans to complete it because it's, 11,378 square feet.
We estimated it at 60% complete. Okay. So it will be that number that is the assessed value, but just not right now. It will be the 346,750. But since it's only 60%
is 251.
Yes.
153. Mm-hmm. Is there a timeline that somebody has to complete something?
I wish there was, Janet, but there's not. They could literally work on it forever. And
it just doesn't seem right, you know?
It doesn't.
It impacts the area. And
They did have a building permit, and they have made progress, and it is a massive structure. It is. Uh-huh. It might be, like, square footage-wise, minus Tyson, it's, like, one of the biggest square footage buildings we might have. I don't know, it's huge.
Well, that one out by Hubbard's bigger.
Right, that's true.
Twice it.
Yeah.
I mean, he only pays $5,000 a year. Used to be.
Oh. We should look him up.
Well, it was 3 years ago.
What, Lux?
Andy.
I have no idea.
Hubbard Hero.
So 251 is 60%.
It's 60% of the completed, so land plus the 60%.
If you want to compare.
Well, I mean, it would be interesting.
Lux is kind of his open air, though, isn't it? His just a lean-to? Or
no, well, lean-to's on one side. Lean-to,
but it's all closed. You can drive a semi inside there.
Oh, okay.
And turn around. Just don't hit a pole.
Yeah. I mean, it's a giant. I mean, it covers several acres, looks like. I mean, in this building we were talking about here down on that 880 or whatever, 80, that building, the roof is so flat, I'd be scared to go in there with 2 foot of snow on the roof.
Yeah.
I really would be. That's scary. Flat on a pancake.
This building that we're talking about?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Right off 110?
Yeah, you look at it sometime. I don't know how.
I'll have to drive by it. I was mostly looking at the outside of it.
I don't know how they ever got it engineered that way in this part of the country. Because if you get even a foot of wet snow, it'd be.
It's that little red,
And I asked planning and zoning about it, being so flat. Mm-hmm. Nothing new about it.
Do you need an engineer something like that?
Well, the trusses are supposed to be engineered, but if you had somebody engineer them in Arizona for Southern Arizona, or
the one that's right off the road.
I know, but I was trying to find it.
You never
maybe it's not under
worry about it, mm-hmm. But here,
I think it's this one.
Where we're starting to get wet.
If this is that road, north left road. It's just off the north left road right here.
I mean, we had like 15 inches of wet snow here about 4 years ago.
9364? 364, yeah. 40.
Okay. I mean, it was deep. My truck was dragging the snow. I was pushing snow in my boat. Something like that, I think, would bring it down.
Oh, $665. It's, yeah. $665,000. Yeah. But his taxes are $4,785.
Yeah. I don't know how that works. I land there alone.
Well, yeah, he's not in a... Well...
The land alone.
Shouldn't that be like 12 grand a year or something?
$10,000.
Double that. Tax levy is $1.37.
Mm-hmm.
Hubbard is cheap.
Aggregate.
Okay. But your school district is 82 cents. I mean, it is cheap over there.
So if it was over by me, it'd be twice as much.
Aaron Jackson, twice as much.
It probably should be.
Hubbard's a place to build.
It is.
It is.
That lake developed.
It's an ag, that's why. Yeah.
How much is the value of it?
Six
hundred and some thousand.
$4,000 a year in property taxes.
The land is 100?
Close to 5-ish.
Should be 12.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So the building is 5.
It's just because it sets in Hubbard?
Yeah, the land is 90,000.
There's his tax levy.
So again,
Jeez Louise, that's it. The county levy is 36. The Emerson Hubbard School District's 82.
$4,785.
Is Homer School District that much more than?
They're like a dollar. They can go up to $1.50.
I got to go to some of their board meetings. We got to have to talk.
Anyway.
Okay,
what
sorry.
District is that?
Emerson Hubbard.
What number? That's not a number. We're just looking.
Oh. Emerson Hubbard School District tax levy is what we're talking about.
They're affordable.
Anyway, not okay. Not. No. What did you find out?
Okay, so let's leave that one at 250, 195, 60% none. So let's
okay.
Good break.
And what did Melissa find out?
We have none.
You have no pictures. She just took his word.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but can you send somebody out and say, can we have permission to look in the basement? Because somebody could also take a picture of somebody else's unfinished basement too.
Absolutely. I mean, that is certainly a concern. I mean, you know, I cannot tell you how many days they come in and, I mean, somebody told me that they lived on the worst road in the county and it was Dakota Avenue. I mean, and so I don't know what to believe
anymore.
You've heard
it all, haven't you, Sam?
Yeah, that was last week and I was like, wow, if that's the worst road in the county, then
have to get a search warrant, huh?
I couldn't believe it. But yeah, so
could we just call them and say, hey, we would like to come look, and so we can leave it. You just send somebody out quick and just take a couple pictures, or not? No,
it's reasonable. I mean, there's other boards that definitely would.
Then we know.
Force that. Yes, they would want to.
There'd be no guessing.
No guessing. I mean, I'd say if you voted to keep his value with the finished basement, usually they'll let you in if it's not finished, is my experience.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Let's just do that on that one. That's my thinking.
Okay. Number 123. This is Tim and Deborah Johnston, Nottoway Road, out in Jackson on the river. It's a kind of a log cabin, two-story house. He's got some minor condition issues that he's got some settling, like his, you know, his deck does back towards the riverside, and some settling there. He's got some settling in his house due to the water. I honestly didn't think it was enough to be like a fair condition. I felt it was somewhere in between fair and average, so I called it kind of in the middle there. Recalc the number. The assessed value was $193,085. He felt it was worth the same as it was last year, $187,810. The reduction in value there, the condition reduction, $191,295.
I just find that absurd. From $187 to $193, you're talking $6,000. Okay, go ahead. Okay, 191, 295.
I'm good with
it. He was pretty upset. I mean,
okay, I would be too.
Okay, 140.
Hey, before we move on, can I go back and beat this dead horse on Andy Lux's building again? I have 1920 tax statement on a property that was $341,000, and in Hubbard District 20, the taxes were $57,98.39. So how can his building at $600,000 be whatever?
$47,85.
$47,85. I mean, how is that possible?
Seems way too cheap, doesn't it?
Let me see the tax statement.
Wait, that was a house?
Yeah. House in town. Yeah. So here's Hubbard. This is 20. So in 19, the taxes on this value here would have been $57,98 in Hubbard District.
This isn't Hubbard because it has a school.
No, no, no.
General
this
on
is,
school bond.
This is district. Okay. This is my district.
So I was looking at him,
right.
Looking at but, this. The, you know, his comes up to $1.37. This comes up to $1.71.
So that is probably correct.
He doesn't have a okay. Big school. And he doesn't have a village and.
Right. Yeah, the village kind of adds another grand a lot of times.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, I digress.
That's okay.
The zoning
it is interesting.
Your tax rate?
No.
Protest number 140. It's in Homer. This is Mrs. Kane, 109 Joseph Street in Homer. She has the house that it's a log cabin looking house and. She protests almost every year, but she submits the engineer report in like a lawyer's kind of threat to the original builder from 1997, and you know claiming these you know issues with the house. But I mean, my issue is that she's still living there, and she's lived there for you know 25 years. The assessor has it coded as fair condition, I believe. Yeah, it's coded as fair. I believe it is fair condition. It's just a huge log cabin, though. It's 1,924 square feet.
Can't see it.
I imagine a ranch-style log cabin house. I mean, it's
a nice looking place.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's
yeah.
Right in town. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah, it's right in town. Joseph
right
Street.
Yeah.
Right by the creek.
Yeah.
I think if it was anything worse than that, she wouldn't have lived there for 25 years. She claimed that she'd have to disclose this. There's some possible mold issues in the house.
But you have nothing in writing from anybody that's professional that does that for a living?
I have the engineer report from 1997. That's what I have.
Okay.
No change was the recommendation. Number 153. This is Michael and Laura Miller. 1487 Bennett Avenue, right by the brand new road. This one probably made me more upset than any protest. It was a mail-in, claims nothing had been done to the property, gave me a huge list of things that are wrong. This thing is undervalued by at least a large amount. It's got new siding, new roof, new windows. Here's the photo from the assessor.
Nice.
He's claiming it's just the biggest, you know, he hasn't done anything in years and years. Yeah, there they are too. The house just south of him, I was, that's the house. The house just south of him sold for $164. About
that's my son bought that house.
3 days ago, yeah.
Okay. Now, this is the deal. I can tell you about this house right here.
Okay.
Okay. He's trying to sell it for $100,000 because he moved right to the north into his grandparents' house in the brick house. Okay. The guy, Denny Bly, okay, that lives down there, he thought about buying it and flipping it, and he told me, I want nothing to do with it, he says. He said the basement's caved in on the one wall. He says supposedly Thrasher's possibly looked at it.
Hmm.
He says, but you'd have to dig out the whole side of the one side of the house on the basement to be able to push the wall back. I have not been in it, but he said for $100,000 and trying to flip it, I'm not interested. He said, Denny Blind said that. He said, no way.
I don't.
But then again, like you said, my son, what he paid for his house, mm-hmm. you know, right beside him, you know.
It's okay.
What's that?
You don't have pictures in the basement.
Yeah.
He didn't even mention the
basement. Yeah, so
I didn't even know there was a basement problem until right now.
I said we just leave it.
And I read, I mean, I read everything they, I mean, he wrote this letter, I read the whole letter twice, and there's no, it's basically just kind of complaining about the increase in value and such, and not and
had average price per acre and 12 acres and double and 13 houses in the neighborhood and nothing about.
How many square foot is that house?
It's small. I think it's 900 and I want to say it was.
It's about the same size as what Connor paid for his house.
976.
But
and it's got a one car though.
Yeah, one car where his is a detached double. Right. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't give me anything to. I mean, if you have, you know, that information, my recommendation from what I read was no change, and I felt it was underassessed, honestly, with the new road right in front of him, the new siding, and the, it just seemed like he did a lot of work to have all that other problem that he did.
The way the market is now, I've looked at a couple houses that were state houses. The foundations were bad shape. One was on 19th Street, and it brought $118,000.
Yeah.
And it had no garage, and the yard was that big. Hmm.
And that has a big yard. It's probably still something
half acre. The house I looked at was probably 4 years older. 50 years old.
The roughly.
It's pretty close to a half acre, I'm guessing.
I think that's fine.
I'm okay with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And if you didn't bring that up, I mean, you just have some inside information, basically. But yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't say anything about that.
He doesn't want anybody to know because he wants to.
Plus, there's no record.
He
has
it
for sale. I've looked 10 different ways on MLS for the listing. There's no listing of it.
I think it's a word of mouth is what he's trying to do to eliminate a realtor is what he's trying to do.
I see.
Because obviously, somebody's going to have to come in and give cash because there's no way that will pass a home inspection.
Right. Give him my number.
If Denny Bly doesn't want it, I guarantee you don't want it.
Protest number 158 is 464 Gulf Road. This is, let's see, a half acre. No changes were made. Is this a mobile home? It is. Kind of a rough looking one. It's not occupied. Okay, yeah, this is the one that's not occupied. They lowered the condition. The assessor preliminary value was $22,515. Frank's recommendation was $18,555. That is a reduction in condition. If you look at the photo, it looks kind of, it's, you know, it's got.
You know as well as I do, you could knock that place down and sell the lot for more than $18,000 on Gulf Road.
How big a lot is it?
It's half acre.
Yeah,
it's a half acre.
Tucked in back there, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of privacy. Yeah. The ground is only valued at 10.
Yeah.
And they did bring photos. And it is.
Yeah. I think it's fair.
So is it kind of in the back? It's behind something, right?
This is it.
Oh, that's it. Oh, but there's two pieces of properties right on it. That's the
probably a shed or something.
Okay. Okay. I thought the one in the back was first. Got it.
Oh. Is there?
They're not sure.
Christy questioned if there was someone living in the backyard.
Yeah. We don't know.
Hmm.
Oh, so there's two houses on the property, huh? Okay.
Number 163 is this is Emmett and Carol Avanicious. No relation. Okay, the assessed value, $44,970. Let's see, they have a Quonset that had some damage. I get, there's a house out there too.
Well, it's the old home place, yeah. He rents that out for $1,500 a month.
Oh my goodness, wow. 4.07 acres.
That's what I've heard, I wouldn't. county got a renter, but you got heat to things, so you don't get the winter time, ain't no running. They'll go there.
They're living in the building?
Oh, the house.
There's the house there.
Well, there was a house last time I looked, because it burned down last night.
Okay, so Quonset building is built in 1960. The concrete inside is broken.
Condition is 20. Maybe this should be reviewed.
That's really bad, right?
Condition is 20 is fair, so that's
fair.
That's okay. Fair. You know, it's like it needs some work. It's livable, but it's you don't go. Wow, that's really awful, or wow, that's really great. You kind of
Looks like he's got a lot on the Quonset building. Is that what it is? Is a Quonset building?
Oh, there used to be one there.
Mm. Holy cow!
No, that building looks pretty.
No house. It's just a.
There's the box in there.
Yeah. Looks nice on that side.
Paint job, but makes it more.
It's a little different when it's in color versus black and white. Okay, so we just have 44. That you guys were 18, so now we're at 34.
I'm good.
34, 610 is the recommendation.
Okay. Does that include the property too?
Yeah.
You know, there's the next parcels. The next one is the house. Appears to be a house.
Here's the next one. It's the same owner. This one's got the majority of the land, it looks like. This is 1549 H Avenue. The assessed value was $321,220. The owner thinks it's worth $133,000. Complaint of power lines nearby, transmission lines.
How many acres is it?
This one.
160.
Four.
This one's
four. Just a house.
4 acres of the house on the corner, right?
That's it. Yeah, it's not unreasonable.
Now for 321. $133,000 that they were at.
Power lines. How close are those transmission lines?
Well, they're over south quite a ways.
Are they?
Yeah, well, probably 300 to 500.
It's a nice hole.
What do they do to make it go from 130 to 290?
Yeah, lots of pictures of power lines out there. Where's the house?
They didn't do anything, right?
It's done that way? It's an all brick house.
It's all brick, yeah.
It's a beautiful hole.
Yeah.
So it's one of those.
He's been flying under the radar. That brick house.
There it is. Here's the house.
And the 4 acres. And
I don't see the power lines in that picture at all.
Those were distant photos.
Oh, yeah.
Nice place.
Oh, I know where that's at. Yes.
Wow. Yeah, they should have sent you guys Christmas cookies for like the last 10 years because it was assessed at $130,000 for a long time.
Yeah.
You got that old Conker mine assessed at 260.
I didn't set that.
Shit.
No change with the recommendation. 321 to.
I'm gonna move to South Dakota. So.
You'd have to give up being a commissioner.
Nah, I'm gonna wait until after the fact. Money's too good.
You have to.
Number 160.
I gotta pay for my truck.
166. This is on 539 164th Street. It's a single family house, 1.42 acres. Stowe, Mr. Dwayne Stowe.
Stowe. How do you say it, Stowe?
Stowe.
So it goes from 152 to 158, now we're at 153. Okay, so.
Looks like they made one right of photos. Condition change, minor condition change. Recount the number 153, 150.
Did they get help with their, because they're elderly, did they get help with their?
They get
homestead. Homestead, yeah, sounds right.
Yes, okay. They get homestead.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Christy?
Yeah. So yeah, the value should be set at whatever the value should be, then they could get. homestead on top of that.
Okay.
You know, so the value should all be equal, and then they can get a break from the state. Yeah.
Where's that at?
So by the elevator, Dakota City, west of the railroad tracks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, I know.
Hello.
Okay. Everybody okay with that?
I'm okay with
that. That didn't change much.
No.
67.
Christy's here. Do you want to ask her about number 80 real quick on the...
78.
Harris's.
We're talking about your neighbor's house, how it went from down the street. We're curious about the garage. Or not the garage, but the basement. Because it was 353... And then it was 311, and then they come back to 312 recommendation. But we're kind of having a conflict of, is the basement finished or not?
He says it isn't. He did not provide pictures. They looked on MLS when he bought it, and it wasn't. I don't know, I guess.
But he bought it back and when? 12?
Yeah.
That's a long time. That's 10 years ago.
No, 15.
Oh, 15. Wow.
I've never seen him down there finishing anything.
I haven't seen wood or nothing down the
driveway. So, granted, I've only been there since 17. But I've
never seen any activity.
I don't know why he would.
That way.
He doesn't have kids at home or anything. I mean, it's grandkids, but.
Doesn't he like nice things?
Ron? I don't see him doing too much to his house. I mean, I'm not saying his house isn't nice, but I mean, I don't see him updating anything.
How about if we just leave it where it's at until somebody goes in the house, or if he gives him permission to go look and make sure the basement's not finished?
I think your dad asked him for pictures.
Yes, you're right. I remember now.
And he didn't bring any in, but I mean, I know your dad asked him. So
how would that play out at this point if he would have pictures?
We could take the basement finish off, and that would lower it to the 312.
You can, if he had pictures.
Yeah, okay. I mean, now he has to bring in.
Well, at this point, only the board can lower the value.
Yeah.
The assessor cannot lower the value right now.
I could say we
can. Only this board can lower the value.
So if we leave it, he brings in pictures, next time we can
lower
it?
Next year we could.
Next year.
He could file for TURC.
Right.
Bring in the photos and we can stipulate it. That's the alternative. Not this year.
Not in a sense, what's the raise his taxes and what's he got to pay out?
$40,000. It's about $30,000.
$400.
$600.
$600.
Give or take.
How big is the house? Can I just ask real quick here? Because this is the thing. With the basement finished or not,
1632.
1600. So, but the garage is
massive.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever you guys want to do, if you want
to. It doesn't matter to me either. Whatever you guys want to do.
I don't think he would lie, but we've been known to get bit in the ass before. So.
Yeah.
And I guess have we? I mean, I don't know. I don't necessarily want to single somebody out. I guess I don't know what's normal. If that's a normal process.
Well, I don't know though. A wise man once told me that pictures are worth a million
words.
Thousands.
But I think if at this point, I mean, I'm for leaving it at the 353, because if we do it, we'll do it for him. Well, we think it's not done, etc. I mean, then we go down that slippery slope of, well, in the future. So he did. Kind of like underground sprinklers.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. If I say I don't have one, or Troy says he does, and then you gotta, you know, pick and choose on who. So anyway, that's
okay.
That's my 2 cents.
167.
It's up to them, and it's always up to the homeowner, property owner.
That's
true. Yeah.
I mean, at this point with COVID, it's hard to get into a house anyway, government coming in your house. Mm-hmm. I mean, and with cell phones, you can take a picture of anything. I mean,
we can have it in 5 minutes.
So true.
Yeah.
That's true. They do it with their cell phone. It shows location and everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, right,
so it would be
at.
Pretty easy to do that. Yeah.
M Avenue. Protest number 167. 1213 M Avenue. Jackson. Gail Brunswick.
Brunick,
thank you. No improvements.
A lot of changes.
Yeah, they did change some when they went out and did a rural review.
Lots of talk about excessive increases. They have some photos from a flood, which I'm not sure when.
I'm not sure if that's this year or last year or when they're from. They're not dated.
No change was the recommendation. The referee felt that there was no evidence to provide a, there was to justify a change in the value.
Where is that at?
M.
Oh, north of Jackson.
Mm-hmm. M Avenue, yep. And she's getting an adjustment already for her land because it constantly floods.
Yeah.
So we just left the adjustment on and called no change because it's always on there.
Is that the place right next to the place that's exactly on the corner, right to the north of it?
Let's see the other area.
Must be. You can't already see it from all the
trees. Kind of, yeah, it's kind of tucked in behind the trees, I think. Yeah. I've never really seen the pictures of it, but yeah, there is one tucked in there.
The Christie's people were out there last year and did update, you know, measured the entire property and took those new photos.
How many acres is it?
10.
10 acres, yeah.
Yep.
Because it's all underwater.
Yeah, she has a lot of water.
I don't look at the value. Gosh. 10 acres at 75,000 underwater.
Do we know how old this person, I mean, are they eligible for the homestead exemption?
I don't believe she's old enough. No, she does apply for homestead.
Yeah, because I know I...
Say, I think she does. Yeah. She talked about selling it, but she knew she had to do a ton of work. Unless she sold it as is, and then she said she probably wouldn't get enough to afford. She said she talked about that, too.
Condition is 15.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's...
So yeah, when we're down below the 20 mark there, then Bear is like, yeah, it needs a little work, you know, it's okay. But now when we're below that, we're like, wow, is should someone be living there? It's
right.
Starting to be a question.
That's, yeah, that's where I'm.
So you got about as low as you can go.
Mm-hmm. 10 is, yeah.
Okay.
What were the improvements they did to it?
Is it something about a sunroom?
$15,000.
Since they added a deck.
She did replace the deck.
Replace the deck.
Finished her sunroom.
Sunroom.
I don't know what if that's that
deck.
Thing on top of
the roofing
house.
Changed to metal. The siding changed to hardwood.
Yeah.
So when they go on review, they'll go through each
item. Each item on the yeah on the card.
Moving on.
Let's move on. What are we waiting for?
Let's go.
Number 169, this is 2229 M Avenue, Mr. and Mrs. Kent, almost 5 acres.
So it goes from 85, 190 to 140, 195, and your recommendation is 133 to 85.
Yep. Is it close to the other one that we just did? Oh, is it M Avenue?
Yeah, it should be too far from there. She's at 12-something, he's at 13. M Avenue. Yeah,
another condition issue here. Recalc the number. Everything's still equalized.
He has done some improvements. He sided it, put new windows in, but it's still not. Or is this the trailer? No, this is his
beautiful
house.
Animal.
Mm-hmm. Got a puppy.
Your dog in there, don't you?
What's happening?
Yeah, this is his old. This is Mary Green Dorsey's old parents' old place.
Oh,
sure. Means, okay.
And they have sided it, added new windows. The porch is still iffy.
Seems like we should figure out how to give a credit to somebody who's done things to their house. I don't know.
Yeah, you get punished for fixing your house,
I just don't like that concept.
Yeah. Well, my dad
counter to
Serious?
Really?
Oh, God, no taxes are going. Yes, I'm serious.
I know.
I'm going to do some research on that to figure out how to do that.
He does have a Morton Building-ish thing.
Ish?
Ish.
Thing.
Morton-ish.
I like that.
Utility building.
Ish. Okay.
175, Scott and Robin Davis, Fiddler Creek Road.
You know this house, Troy?
They have a pool.
Huh?
They have a pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In ground or above ground?
In ground.
In ground.
Oh, yeah. Good for them.
Poor roads, again. No improvements. Basement is unfinished.
Best road in the county.
Best road in the county is Fiddler Creek.
It is.
Highly traveled.
Yeah.
It's the most heavily traveled.
Live on it.
But we have three county employees.
Two of them are motor
employees that live on that, so it's usually pretty good. Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think
you might as well know right now. That's a phone call. Joan, have you heard that for a while?
He don't call me.
Sure he does.
I think you got to be sick.
Well, that's very nice. That's very nice.
Yeah, it's a nice house.
Yeah.
And they must have 5 acres there, don't they?
Yep. I think it's 4.76. Yeah.
Okay,
so we'll go through recommendations.
So yeah, we'll go through
246. Okay, then. Number 193. This is Storm, 10 acres. And
where do you live at?
This
kind
is
of bluff.
Long Lane.
Beautiful.
That road before you get to my place, it's back in there, but
Blyver. Oh, way up in there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's up in the trees.
Okay, this one was interesting.
It's
a house way up on the hill. On the outside, it looks actually pretty good. We reviewed it, Christy reviewed it this last year. The owner did provide pictures of the inside, and that's where the condition is. Like the outside, it's definitely pretty average. Like it's a good average. It's nice. It's looks decent. Looking a little deeper in his photos and at some of the, he does have some water damage in the basement. He did provide some settling. Some of the issues weren't terribly important, but other
siding.
Ones. Like, yeah, it's the original siding, so it's like 25 years old. I mean,
it's got hail damage.
But a nice place. Tanning is up on the hill.
Beautiful view.
I bet the view is stunning from there.
It's beautiful.
The comparables were not comparable. The condition change was due to mainly the basement settling.
He does have some settling.
He does. He's got water that comes in. I don't know if this is scanned or not, but that's his basement. This is right by the front porch.
Oh, yeah.
So there's water in there. It's not bad yet. It's
yeah, there's his porch. But he could fix it.
He could fix it, yeah. He could fix it. This one was kind of concerning to me since there's some, you know, black.
It's rotten. It's been a lot of water leaking there.
Water for a long time, kind of in the same spot. But overall, the house is still a good house, still 10 acres, and it still has an amazing view. Still got rural water.
And you did drop it down some.
We did just a bit.
Condition-wise.
Condition-wise, yes. So that's the recommendation.
With the foundation issues, yeah. He did have cracked walls.
Okay, then, thank you.
194
is Cynthia Rohde, 42 acres. This is Emerson, 260th Street.
She never finished. So it's nice from the outside. She has never finished the inside.
Yeah, but to look at the land, it's a part of the land,
yeah.
Though.
I mean, she's not bitching about the land.
Yeah, I got 100. Yeah.
Just the house.
122,000.
Yeah.
On the land, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no mention of the land, just the house. And it is a cute house, but it has never been finished.
So the house is only $100,000.
Money since John died, I'm not sure.
It's a nice colonial.
It's a cute house, but it's, I know for a fact it's not finished on the inside. Yeah, here we got a better picture.
Like, the outside looks like, you know, this is another one where...
Outside's deceiving.
This is why you almost have to have some inside photos here, because it like, wow, you're like, man, that's a beautiful house.
Yeah, but look, it goes from 283, it was 202 to 283, now to 238. She should be happy with that.
I would think so.
Yeah. I'm good with that. 207. Protest number 207. This is just land, 1.5 acres. Land only, timber and...
Oh, Canyon Estates.
Oh, so there's five in a row here. Yeah. They're all the same people on the same address.
It's Murray White.
Yeah, it's that big, yep.
Okay, so obviously the land.
You can't do anything with it.
Okay, so that's simple. 208.
So you guys did a reduction there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We gave him an adjustment because he can't even get to it.
There it is.
Yeah. Wow. Usually, he said the lady has a locked gate up there and they can't even get into their own property up there. And granted, they're not doing anything with it, but she locks the gate. What's her name? Pinkelman. Marion Brown. And Pinkelman live up there.
Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So it's a...
It's a subdivision that never took off.
I don't know exactly where it's at. Yeah. Nice area, though.
It is.
Beautiful area.
208, the same issue. Same owner, same issue.
Yeah.
Same reduction.
No, it's up by the river.
208, 115 to 155.
That's not the river, is it?
Yeah. To the left up the top, that is.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of a different property then.
He can't get to it.
Oh, 2.5 acres.
So is this his little sliver?
Yeah, he owns what's in red there.
Plus this was a little sliver from the previous.
It might be a road, but yeah, it's whatever's in red.
So it's really not Monona Boulevard then. Monona Boulevard is...
That's just her mailing?
That's just his mailing address.
Oh, I see, because that's...
That's his mailing address.
Okay.
That's not the place
I'm thinking about at all then. Okay.
Yeah, it probably doesn't have an address per se. Same reduction, same issue. That's the assessor and Frank worked together on that one. Is it a 30% reduction? Is that what it is?
Okay. Or 0.7. I think we did 70%.
There's something wrong on this.
Yes, it says 155.
There's something wrong on this paperwork. It didn't get pulled through right because.
Yeah, it says 155.
Must be 15.
15.
No, it's
sorry,
15.
15.
15 505. Okay. 15 505.
Yeah.
15 505.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Sure.
He's like, oh, it's all good.
Like, okay.
What's
150?
That's a reduction,
though. 209,
same
owners.
So those are just the
lots,
kind of
like
land. All this is
just
land up by the river.
Same
reduction.
Okay.
Okay, so 2, 7, 8, 9. Now we're at 210.
This is his personal
house.
This is
a house that's on Monona Boulevard now.
Okay, I'm just going to quick go through here.
So he's at 492, and you guys take him to 523, and you left him at 523.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, he's on the river now. Yeah, different story now. Got the house where you can use the land. We're on the river.
He's on Monona on this one.
This is
I'm sorry.
House in Jackson,
yeah, this
I think.
Is his house
on
Monona. This is his actual house.
Record appears to be correct, according to the assessor.
Needs a new group, according to...
And he's a contractor. But he needs a new roof, he needs a new air conditioner, he pulled out a deck, or a deck's rotten, and it's like, well, let's fix it.
6.5 acres. It's a large house, it's 3,500 square feet.
It's a big house.
Walk out.
It's got a golf... Green.
Right.
Just a little one.
That's I don't know. Yeah, you can't really see it.
Here's the house. Here's the
that's
house.
That's
there's
wow.
The barn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
6 acres.
Maybe that wasn't comparable. I don't know. That's a whole.
No, that was his barn.
That's his barn.
Yeah, that's
and that very first one was the house, I think.
Paved driveway all the way to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hayfield kind of in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
No change was the recommendation.
Okay.
Okay. 211 then.
Same owner.
Another Canyon Estates.
21 acres here.
This one's bigger, the same up in that canyon estate.
And then the same reduction as those 207 through 210.
So 174,610 went to 81,610, and your recommendation is 57,125.
Yep.
Number 220, Alicia, is it Solis?
I think it's
Solis.
Why?
She talked to Sam.
Right, this was a very odd, this was one of my most interesting protests. Anyway, she bought it a few years ago for more than it's assessed.
I was going to say, she paid more than what it's assessed.
There is no, she was very upset. She was actually one of the more upset people I spoke with, but there's just no, I mean, she kept complaining that, you know, the taxes are going up and up and up, and I said, well, they're based on the, you know, the sales, and you bought it for 82, and she...
bought it for 82, and it went up $2,500 assessed value, and she's angry.
I told her, I said, it should be assessed at $82,000 or thereabouts, and that...
Because, like we talked about before the meeting... The state of Nebraska can assess 100% of the dollar amount that you pay for.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On residential and commercial, not on ag, but on on this property for sure.
Who is she blaming though? She's going to hell in a handbasket. Everybody's gonna move out of South Sioux.
She's going to hell in a handbasket.
South Sioux's going down.
Theory.
Yep.
Yeah, she had.
She.
She said that's why everybody moves to Iowa or South Dakota.
Okay. All right.
She chose to move.
You bet not.
Yep.
Okay, 223.
I think I'm taxed. That's it.
No personal property.
2500.
F Street. This is Meyer.
Yeah.
Robert and Shauna Meyer, 2204 F Street. That's probably F.
Yeah.
Oh, F Street in South Sioux. Okay.
South Sioux.
On the cul-de-sac area.
What do we do here?
130.
Oh, change quality.
I don't remember the house. I have to look.
9, 46.
Yeah.
It's on the dead end of F Street. There's apartments right in the corner right there.
It's just a pretty, I mean.
It's just a simple.
Yeah, it's just a simple little house. It's not huge. So.
So we took, yeah. So
it's only 1,092 square feet.
Yeah.
So we changed it to, we changed it.
This is more of an equalization.
Yeah.
You're trying to get it equal with the other houses that are.
It's not very big. Not big windows.
Okay.
That 146,790 is the number where it's straight equal with everybody else.
Okay.
224 is 805 Apache Drive.
112 the ones.
Okay, this one's an investor from Omaha. He's a usual suspect.
Bell Fury.
He did prove ownership. He just bought this house. He did prove ownership through some court documents submitted. It was a little rough on the inside. After looking at his photos, it was fair condition. And then his purchase price was $119,000 with the condition. He does have photos. So in this case,
there's your
we give it to him for 1 year, and that's it.
And he's going to fix. He's an investor. He's going to fix it, and it's going to be rented. It's probably rented right now. But
okay.
But yeah,
the people had died.
And
just.
Yeah.
They just walked away. Nobody took care of it. Nobody, weeds, crap.
Yeah. So next year, probably.
Next year, it'll go back up. Yep.
It'll probably.
I'm sure he'll be protesting. Yeah. He does everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fair. It's not a bad house. It's just, it's fair
just
shape.
Shocking. Yeah.
Last but not least, 226. This is Gatzmeyer? 154 acres of land and a house.
So the land's at 303.
Wow, the land's
so you went from 373 to 437 and stayed the same.
So the house is basically.
There's no opinion.
The house doubled.
I think I know changed it.
Yeah,
because we think there's, we have inside knowledge that there's more than likely finished in the basement because the daughter lives there and she's like in her 40s. And we know changed it.
Perfect.
I can't imagine her living in an unfinished basement when we know somebody else lives there.
Only if I can turn back time.
That's a song.
Dated her?
Lots of work. Yeah.
Oh, that's the house?
But
yeah, that's, yeah.
No change was the recommendation. I mean, it's mostly the land again, but yeah.
And they claimed the guy that's renting the bins fixed a bin, and he should own the bin. Well, you have to come in and sign a paper. We're just not going to give somebody a bin.
So they got the house at $135,000,
yeah,
roughly, and the rest is land.
It's land and bins. Yeah.
Okay.
Did I miss out on Dick McNear's complaint?
No, he's coming in Thursday because he missed his appointment.
Oh.
Do we have a meeting here Thursday?
We have it Thursday?
Yeah.
We do.
Well, Daryl has hearings Thursday.
Oh, okay.
We don't.
No, Daryl does.
Daryl has hearings and he'll finish those up
on Monday
and then bring them back. Monday's the deadline to have it all done.
Yep.
Monday.
I have about 20 to turn in,
okay,
but 10 of them are, or 13 of them are
all the same.
Liberty Place.
Liberty.
And that's more of a, not more of a valuation, that's more of a kind of jurisdictional issue with that low income housing. So we're going to bring you statutes and let you guys
decide what you want to do.
That little gal with a lawyer that talks.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, would you clear up something for me? Ag compared to commercial.
Mm-hmm.
What makes that determination?
So ag, they have to be agricultural or horticultural use.
So if this guy has got that big old building with a flat roof, you know?
Yeah.
If he is buying and selling hay, but yet he's got 15 acres there or so, 18 acres that's in hay, does he then, is that split then, and this is commercial and that's?
We can.
Ag?
We can value the land as ag, yeah, and the building as commercial.
Because his building site, there's a couple acres probably.
Which one's that?
That one with the flat roof on two suits.
On 10?
Yeah.
Our Hispanic friends?
Yeah, the skinny Mexican guys.
Yeah,
the
skinny Mexican.
They're hard. They built that building. I mean,
it took them a while, but they got it. So, okay, so then you go up to Hubbard,
mm-hmm,
and you got that whole 20 acres there that's, yeah, commercial. You buy and sell rock. Park.
That one needs to be renewed.
It's assessed as ag. Is the problem there.
I don't understand that because it's been commercial for years.
Yeah, and whoever didn't know what they were going to do there, it needs to be changed.
Because I think it's a massive complex.
Yeah, we can have Daryl review it.
Because see, that'd be a real problem if we put the one at commercial and the other one's at ag.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This guy shouldn't be paying any taxes if you make comparisons. I mean, the one we reviewed.
Right.
And I mean, I've had three people come and ask me about that, how it is that they can have a small metal building and they get assessed, they pay $5,000 in taxes and you got this building that covers 2 acres and all that commercial property.
Yeah.
And theirs is as much as his.
Yeah.
So it ain't something that's right. I don't know what the deal is. But
no, we can get Daryl to review it for us.
They never protest, so it doesn't come
yep.
up.
Nope.
Yeah.
I wouldn't protest either. I wouldn't say nothing.
No. Yeah.
I know another case out there too. The guy, he said, "But I ain't going to say nothing." You know, and he should be assessed for probably not $100,000. You know, well, I can't squeal on him because it's a secret. I mean,
secret has bag.
Well, I can't because
so they don't bring it in as any comparable then.
Yeah, I gotta be careful.
It's only when sometimes a neighbor will
say something. Yeah. And I don't know if Lux has started out, if they thought that's what they were using it for their own personal use, but obviously it's not.
And part of it, they did buy that piece of alfalfa ground from Joe Wodka this past year.
Across the way there.
And that's now no longer alfalfa. No, it was right in front of their
building
site.
Oh, okay, so it's been added. Okay.
Is
it wedge? Yes, so that might have been why it was ag, because it was farmed alfalfa, but now
left it for
he's
that, yeah,
changed that.
Yeah.
He's taken that out of ag ground and made it.
Yeah, I can have Daryl review it with his guys.
He can't claim it's a rock farm. That's
not acceptable.
Doesn't count as that.
So I think on one of these, we may get some pushback or somebody coming to the meeting on if their property more than doubled And like you said, I mean, they should have been sending cookies for 10 years. But so our if we even have a comment to that is, well, you weren't paying your fair share, or it's because, I mean, if you more than double in value, it's hard to take.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't care
who you are. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about, Bob?
165.
Which
one
was that one?
Yeah, 165. Emmett and Carol. I just about bet that we're going to hear about that one, and which is fine.
They can take it to turf too, right?
Yeah. He refused to let him on the property too.
That was so crazy.
No, he was not. He has called and he is not very nice on the phone. He's
well, and that's why I asked last time too, Sam, that. I mean, Christy, you too, that there is no limit on what your value can or cannot
and if something's wrong,
increase or decrease, right?
Yeah.
Especially if it hasn't been reviewed in some time, or if they build something new or they improve something. I mean, their value can change a lot. In this market, mm-hmm. You know, we've got sales that are insane. This is the highest market we've
ever seen.
Ever. It's historically number one all time. So it's going to be hard for anybody to, you know, argue sales, that the sales are less, because they're not, they're more, you know, and the sales Christy has to use are 2 years in the rears, you know, so
they're even lower,
so everything lower. That's coming, that's why some of the values appear low, is because you're looking at it with
your eyes on the market right 2 years ago,
but you're not looking at it with 2 years ago eyes, 2 years ago market, so
market is probably 30% higher than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In his case, being that acreage like that house, I mean, that thing could easily go to four.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. And it might with, you know, when the new numbers are recount for next year, then it'd be those previous 2 years of sales.
Yeah, you know that's possible. It, very easily. Mm-hmm. Acreages are
hot commodity.
Mine is resold, selling just insta for $434. Granted, you put a building on it, mm-hmm. but holy crap. And he didn't do one darn thing to the inside. I looked at the picture. Same thing I did to it.
Great investment.
Eric says, buy it back. I said, no.
But just hold on to the ripple effect here in the next.
Yeah.
It's got to change. It has to.
That's what's going to be getting scary if it starts going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Get some stuff come off
the table by then. Do we need to make them?
Can I make a motion just to go with the referee's recommendation on all the parcels that discussed with the BOE for 7/20/21. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's my motion.
Do we want to change that one though, that 15?
Larry, did you say
155?
That?
That number 208 that had the wrong amount in it?
That's just a typo.
Oh, that's just
typo.
Okay.
That was okay. Actually their recommendation. That was a typo.
It was a 15 on
that. Yeah, drop that in.
Okay.
Doug?
Okay, call roll. Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. So we got a big group coming next Monday, is that right? A big,
yes.
Big list?
I think so.
Well, it's all Daryl.
All everything Daryl's heard. And
then we've got 20 res, but 10 of those are the low income housing. And it's jurisdictional. It's not going to be a value thing. It's a, is it
low income or
is it low income or not, and did they file on time? And
do we have anything coming off a TIF?
No,
we don't.
German.
Oh.
They're getting ready to file one.
On
that northeast.